The U.S. House of Representatives voted to authorize a public impeachment inquiry targeting President Trump. This after weeks of testimony behind closed doors about his efforts to push Ukraine to investigate his political opponents. That vote was along party lines, with all Republicans against the resolution and two Democrat defectors joining them. Immediately after the vote, Mr. Trump on Twitter called the impeachment inquiry the greatest witch hunt in American history. Meanwhile, a former top Trump advisor has been appearing on Capitol Hill at the House, or as the House votes to move ahead with the impeachment probe's next phase. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Tim Morrison is the first White House political appointee to appear in the probe and could be key in the effort to impeach the president. A day after leaving the National Security Council, Morrison confirmed some aspects of earlier reports about the president pushing Ukraine to mount political investigations, telling impeachment investigators he had raised concerns. But Morrison also contradicted other testimony. GOP lawmakers are portraying his opening remarks as shifting the debate in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Islamic State has confirmed the death of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and says days after President Trump announced the terrorist leader was killed Saturday during a U.S. military raid in Syria. The militant group's news agency also confirmed the death of IS spokesman Abu Hassan al-Muhajir, who U.S. officials said was killed a day later in an operation near Syria's border with Turkey. North Korea confirmed it fired two short-range rockets Thursday, at Pyongyang's 12th such launch this year, as it ramps up pressure on the U.S. ahead of its end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks. The Korean Central News Agency reported Friday local time the successful test of a super-large multiple rocket launcher system. This is VOA News. The FBI says it's investigating more than 2,000 cases tied to groups designated by the United States as foreign terrorist organizations, a figure that reflects the persistent threat posed by outfits like Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah. There are currently 68 individual groups on the U.S. State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations. The vast majority are jihadi outfits such as Al-Qaeda. The designation allows the U.S. to freeze the groups and their members' assets and investigate their activities. Hong Kong police fired tear gas Thursday on masked pro-democracy protesters and Halloween revelers in the territory's nightlife district. Riot police began firing the tear gas shells after the demonstrators urged others to celebrate Halloween wearing masks, including those depicting Carrie Lam, the city's embattled chief executive, and Chinese President Xi Jinping, or other government officials. Protest organizers appealed to supporters to wear the face coverings to test the city's recent emergency law banning masks at public gatherings. Police slowly pushed people back from one district, but it was not immediately clear if clashes had occurred and if there were any arrests. Much of the Los Angeles suburbs are under an unprecedented extreme red flag warning because of powerful winds hampering efforts to battle wildfires. The National Weather Service created the new warning specifically because of the hot, dry Santa Ana winds that blow in from the desert and valleys. Firefighters say the flames burning near the Getty Center, or art museum in Los Angeles, were about 40% contained as of Thursday, and a separate fire that came dangerously close to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Incident manager Kathleen Oblicker was with the San Bernardino County Fire Department, says that the hillside fire about 100 kilometers east of Los Angeles is nowhere near contained.
You know, we're experiencing very critical fire weather, and so we're experiencing very rapid rates of spread. And even though the wind is going to continue to abate, our relative humidities are still very low. We still have a lot of work to do up there to get rid of the hot spots.
A car bomb killed at least 8 people on Thursday in a vegetable market in northern region of Syria held by Turkish-led forces. Turkey's official news agency says another 14 people were wounded in that same attack. On August 25, 1989, an 8-year-old girl with cystic fibrosis wrote in her journal that it was the best day because scientists had found a gene for cystic fibrosis. Well, on Thursday, current head of the National Institutes of Health, who was a member of one of the teams that found the gene, wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine that a triple drug therapy has been found to be highly effective in treating the life-threatening disorder. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up.